Rev up the engines.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and revving up his engine, Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm, and Jane Pearson, the storm team leader at Whole Foods Market.
Do that again.
Storm team leader?
Store.
Oh, store team leader. I thought they had their own like meteorological department, like the 22 News storm team with Brian Lapis.
I'm 22 News storm team meteorologist Brian Lapis.
And Dave Action Jackson from Enterprise News Farm, who are hosting the local farm dinner to benefit CESA Saturday, August 2nd at the farm. Do you host dinners at the farm often, Dave?
Well, we've had a series of them. We've done Thanksgivings in our greenhouse, but last year we hosted this dinner with CESA and Whole Foods for the first time, and it was quite a blast. Put the band on a flatbed, and away we go.
Who's the band, Phil Corman from CESA?
Milk Bottle.
The Milk Bottles from Whately.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know them. Good name for a Whately band, though.
Where
locals
you been, man?
Playing local music. Some Grateful Dead, too, but...
One Grateful Dead.
Are you in the band, Dave?
No. I just know about the Milk Bottle in Whately. It's this famous landmark.
Yeah, right. Their first album could be called Quonk Quonk, but nobody would know how to say it. But you, Jane, from the Whole Foods store team are going to be doing the catering of this event.
We're hosting and sourced all of as much local produce as we can find for all of the dishes. We're also making sure that People's Pint is there, serving beer.
Good
Mineral
news.
Hills
Good
is
idea.
There.
Yeah. Local winery. So what will be on the menu?
Well, we'll start off with cheeses, some of which we have here. Harbison, which is from Jasper Hill in Greensboro, Vermont. We have the Capri Urban Garlic Goat Cheese from Hubbardston, Massachusetts, and then the Grafton two-year cheddar.
And it's all here, so we should probably eat it.
We'll be having steak with a fresh chimichurri. We're going to have locally sourced seafood. We're working with our own distributor in Gloucester, Pigeon Cove, to figure out.
I thought we had a local sea all of a sudden. I was very excited about it, but local enough.
Another 50 years.
Yeah. That's why I keep my tire fire burning in my backyard. Jane from Whole Foods, tell me about this soft cheese right here again, because I'm having it on your bread, and it's dynamite.
It's the Harbison, and it comes from Jasper Hill. He's eating it with a spoon. It's so creamy and so delicious.
I know. I could have a whole bowl of it. I did have it on a little bit of bread, but that's really good. And then there are some blueberries that will be making their way to the...
We'll be serving those blueberries for dessert. They're from the Kaczynski Farm in Westfield.
Jane Pearson from Whole Foods Market, who's catering the local farm dinner that will be at a local farm, Enterprise Farm, with Dave Jackson. Phil, why is this an important thing for people who want to support local agriculture to come and attend?
It's not only the second time we're doing this event, thanks to Whole Foods Market generosity and Dave opening up his farm, but it's also the second time that we've had a partnership and a collaboration. The first time was around the Emergency Farm Fund when Dave Jackson came to me and said we got to do something and said that Whole Foods Market was really interested, and we ended up being able to establish Emergency Farm Fund for when bad weather and natural disasters affect our farms.
And this was sort of post-Irene, right?
It was post-Irene, and we've managed to do loans to 14 farms as a result. So why this is important to us is we get to work with really great partners. Whole Foods Market is really doing the heavy lifting on this, and it's just an amazing time to be out on a summer night to eat amazing food served up, sourced by the vendors to Whole Foods Market. And all the proceeds are going to our mission, which is to strengthen local farms and to keep building this local food economy. And definitely we're going to dedicate some of those proceeds to going to doing a match for folks who use SNAP or food stamps with a mobile market down in Springfield area. I think it's important for people to hear about the long-term, many-year connection between Whole Foods Market and Enterprise Farms.
Tell us about that, Dave. Yeah. Is it go back to the Bread and Circus years?
We started shipping to Bread and Circus back about 25 years ago. And back then, all the produce that we sold to the Bread and Circus stores had to go to the terminal market down in Boston, and they looked it all over and redistributed it. We weren't actually allowed to sell directly to Hadley.
The terminal market sounds depressing, where you go to shop
before
you
die. It was a little scary.
Yeah.
But then Whole Foods started a program called the Direct Store Delivery Program, where individual farms could deliver directly to the store, and we started with a Hadley store today. We do about 16 to 18 stores.
16 to 18 Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. From Enterprise?
Yep. So the Whole Foods Bread and Circus Market was pretty important for any size grower to have some outlet to grow and begin to expand their operation. And
Dave Jackson from Enterprise Farm and Jane Pearson from Whole Foods. Dave hosting Jane, who will be part of the catering of the local farm dinner happening to benefit CESA on Saturday, August 2nd, 5 to 8 on the farm.
And you can get tickets at buylocalfood.org. There's a couple of different price categories. You choose the price that matches what your values and commitment are to this mission.
And then you get the better cheese if you get the higher price?
No, there's not first, second, and third class dinners. Everyone's first class.